You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Brothers and sisters, let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, last broadcast I was talking about faith, right? The importance of having faith. Well, faith is everything, right? So here's a quick little bit of a wrap-up, but especially in times of crisis, we need to know, we desperately need to know that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is closer to us than our very breath. We are never powerless. Sometimes we forget this, but we must also have faith. We need to remember who we truly are. The very core of our journey is to find the truth about God and about ourselves. How we see God tells us about ourselves and makes all the difference in the world. The God of love, not the God of fear, helps us heal. There is an implication here in the very act of healing. Faith is full of wonder and full of power. It moves mountains and it solves crises. It prevents breakdowns and heals illnesses. It It changes our thinking. How's that? There you go. With my morning, with my coffee here, you think it would have helped me. Anyways, it heals illnesses, brothers and sisters. We have to laugh, but we also have to have faith. Man, oh man, you got to have faith. You got to be strong. It changes your heart. It transforms your lifestyle. And it makes God alive here and now. And that is the key to living a life blessed with wonders, brothers and sisters. Okay, so in faith, we find our real true identity as children of God. And I've talked to you about that. We are all children of God. We need to recognize that with gratitude, everything comes from the Father, and that we can do all things by the power of Christ. We can also discover the flame of the Holy Spirit that will allow us to radiate the good news to the ends of the earth, right? I teach Bible study maybe twice, maybe sometimes three times a year. And it's unfortunately now it's, of course, it's been virtual, right? So, but before it was in the parish hall, like it was downstairs in one of the rooms, and I just loved it, you know. I had just close to almost 40 people. We had a lot of people that we were pulling in chairs from the parish hall to bring into the room because there was just not enough chairs. And we had to double up people in terms of sitting on the other side of the table because there was just not enough space. It was absolutely wonderful. And it brought me such joy to see how many people wanted to learn more about Jesus through scripture, right? It was absolutely such a joy and such a privilege. And the more I saw, the more people I saw, the more humbled I became. It was just like, wow, unbelievable. And it isn't unbelievable when you think of who's in charge, who's at the helm. Jesus is, you know. And now we're doing it virtually and we have 21 people and I know we are a big congregation, but the question comes to me from the office, you know, is it okay, Christina, if someone else joins? And I'm like, yeah, of course, come on in. The more people that I can bring to Christ, the more people I can encourage to follow him more closely, to love him more, to bring their praise to him, to worship him, then I feel I'm helping. I'm doing my little small part in the world. You know, and that brings such joy, brothers and sisters. So faith is important. People of faith are on fire. Are you on fire? You better be. There are passionate saints who are not concerned with the small things of life. They are committed to work not only for their own salvation, but for the salvation of all. And they deeply desire the coming of God's kingdom. They want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Bible confirms that by faith, all things can be achieved. Just remember that. Faith is not some philosophical thing about truth. Faith is a reason for living, loving, and sharing. Faith is a reason for dying. What is worth living for is worth dying for. And with faith, your worries, I'm telling you, will diminish considerably. You feel secure. Because why? Because you no longer depend on yourself. No, but on God, who does impossible things. Faith gives us great joy because it assures us that a new thing, a new growth is coming, a new way of living. And because it's not just merely a private matter, our faith should benefit the world. It should provide hope and healing to everyone we meet. And it does so without anxiety. So in faith, we have a vision, a new heaven and a new earth, one to be shared with the entire world, making all things new. So if the present seems a little bleak, the future must be brilliant, must. And that's precisely what Jesus came to give us, a new life characterized by a loving relationship with himself and his Father through the Holy Spirit. Healing is the result of believing in the wonderful message of the good news. Jesus saves us from sin as well as from emotional and physical sickness. Our faith is our healing gift for each other and for the world. When we believe, we see God at work and we become participants in God's life and work. With faith, we leave our old country as Abraham did. And we travel as Moses did toward the promised land, the kingdom of God. All things are possible to him who believes. Do you believe? Of course you do. Of course you do. But remember, now I'm going to offer you something in terms of, you know, a prayer for guidance and direction. Scripture tells us of God guiding his people through all kinds of circumstances. He went ahead of Israel through the wilderness, leading them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 13. He sent angels to lead Lot and his family out of Sodom. That's in Genesis 19. And Peter out of prison, Acts 12. Both David and Isaiah describe God affectionately as a shepherd. And Micah prophesied about Jesus. He will stand to lead his flocks with the Lord's strength. The Bible's message is clear. It's clear. Our Heavenly Father cares deeply about your life, brothers and sisters, your life and mine, right? God's guidance stems from our relationship with him. Our shepherd wants to feed us, carry us in his arms, hold us close to his heart, and gently lead us. We are to pray how many times? How many times do you think, brothers and sisters? How many? 5? 20 times a day? In scripture, it says continually. Because it's impossible to discern God's leading in our lives without prayer. We need prayer. As with prayers about everyday need, the Bible's prayers for guidance and direction are relational prayers. Relational prayer doesn't just seek God's will. It seeks his Lord. It seeks his face as well. And it puts the prayer in a place where the Lord can help us discover and respond with deeper obedience and love. The temptation, unfortunately, we humans, we often face, and I'm part of that, is to run our own lives and then ask God to bless us. What God wants from us is very, very different. If we could see the floor of God's immediate presence, we would find it strewn with the toys of God's children who have said, "This is broken. I can't play with it anymore. Please give me another toy." Only 1 in 1,000 sits down in the midst of it all and says, "I will watch my father mend this. He'll fix the toy." David prayed, "O Lord, I give my life to you. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." You know, brothers and sisters, the Bible's prayers for guidance and direction really all have dependence as their starting point. Coming to God, depending on him for everything. In every instance, God matters more than what is asked. Even though the request may be urgent on your part, our shepherd wants us near him, especially when we don't know which road to take. These are some of the prayers to help you draw closer to him. In Psalm 25, "Show me the right path. O Lord, I give my life to you. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you." Then, "Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God." Psalm 43. Heaven, bow your heads for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we have another prayer to offer up to you. We know that we cannot walk alone on this earth. We need you to guide us, to help us follow the steps that you want us to go through. The path, whether it be a challenging one or maybe free from strife, whatever is our path, brothers and Father, I ask, Father, please guide our footsteps. Make them secure on the ground. Keep our focus on you. Help us love you more and more every day. And help us build our faith and be strong in our faith in you, Jesus. Your laws are wonderful. No wonder I obey them. Come and show me your mercy as you do for all who love your name. Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil. Ransom me from the oppression of evil people. Then I can obey your commandments. Look upon me, Heavenly Father, with love. Teach me, Lord, your decrees. Rivers of tears gush from my eyes because people disobey your instructions. Blessed are those who do not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. Show me your presence, O Lord. Show me your glorious presence. Show me to have more faith. Show me how to increase my faith. What should I do, Lord? Help me with that direction. Amen. Brothers and sisters, where would we be without Jesus? Think about that one. And those are people walking around on this earth without Jesus. I pray for them. We must pray for them. What would we do? What would we be without Jesus? The words of Ephesians 2 sum it up well: without God and without hope. Without Jesus, we would be hopelessly, eternally lost. We can never, ever thank God enough. And praying those thank you prayers of the Bible cultivates gratitude in us and opens our eyes to the riches of his glorious inheritance. Praying them is like counting the treasure of everything God has done for you and ever will. You know, Jesus once met 10 lepers at the Samaritan border on the way to Jerusalem. He healed all of them, but only one came back to say thank you. Where were the other 9? Too caught up in the gift to remember the giver. I'd love to point a finger of blame at them, but I've joined their party more times than I'd like to admit. The one who came back and fell at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he has done, was a Samaritan. Jesus told him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." But the word Jesus used isn't the same one Luke used to describe the physical healing. It's the same word used of the woman who wiped Jesus' feet with her tears, Luke chapter 7. Jesus wasn't telling him, "Your faith has healed you." He was saying, "Your faith has saved you." Real gratitude makes us come back to God. There's a choice to be made. We can go on our way distracted by all that God has given us, or we can come to Jesus and worship him for what he has done. Keep your eyes on the gift, friends, and maybe you'll be blessed as long as it lasts. Turn your heart to the giver, and you will be blessed for eternity. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand and at your discretion. People are made great and given strength. O, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for a moment, visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. You made all the delicate parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. I thank you, O God. I give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. Brothers and sisters, anyone can pray. Anyone can pray. There aren't any special words, but the words that come from your heart. Those are the words that Jesus longs to hear from each of us. From our Blessed Mother. Pray unceasingly, brothers and sisters. Give thanks for everything that you've been given. The word helps us delight in him, and it makes us discover fresh new hope and horizon of the joy and love that Jesus offers through God's word, through scripture. May our loving Lord draw you ever nearer and smile upon you as you pray his word and his promises back to him. Brothers and sisters, there is great healing power. Healing power. So, faith is to our spiritual life as breathing is to our physical life. God never ceases to speak to us through scripture, through nature, through conscience, and especially through Jesus. We only have to open our eyes and our ears, our hearts and our lives to faith's healing action. That's where we all need to be. As much as we want to talk to God, sometimes it's difficult to find the words that express the emotions of our heart. And so prayers from the Bible help us, and prayers from our heart help us to use them to bring them to our God and to tell him throughout every season of life that we are in love with him, that we are reminded that he wants to bless us and draw us near with love that gives life to our souls. And that way, brothers and sisters, I hope these last two broadcasts have encouraged you to approach God with your praise and with your petitions and with a contrite and a sincere heart. You have nothing to fear but God's wonderful blessings, wonderful blessings. So let's do the Apostles' Creed together, and after that we'll do a Our Father. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you all again for joining me here every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30 on the Father's Quilt. And I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and I'm always humbled by the opportunity to come to you through Radio Maria Canada. I thank all the wonderful people at Radio Maria Canada, especially Father Augusto, who first heard me, and Alex Diaz, the amazing, incredibly talented, incredibly brilliant program director of Radio Maria Canada, especially here in Canada, who not only handles our English, but the French and the Spanish and the Italian. It's unbelievable. A one man can do that many things. I don't know how he does it, to be honest, but I am so grateful for the opportunity to come to you every Tuesday and Friday. So thank you. And thank you, blessed listeners. May God speak to you in more ways than you can ever imagine. May he guide your every step to bringing your faith to fruition, to bringing a beautiful fragrance. God bless you. Here we go. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily prayer, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, as always. As I say, it is such a pleasure to be with you here. And so I know that the weather has improved greatly, and I hope that you get out a little bit into the fresh air, because in the silence, brothers and sisters, just a little reminder, in the silence you will hear God, right? We don't hear him in the noise. We don't hear him in the car with the radio blasting and thinking that we're going to be listening to God or hearing that God will send us a message. It's in the quietness. So find quiet, brothers and sisters. Find some quiet today. And may your heart be full of joy and rejoice in the Lord, as it says in scriptures, rejoice in the Lord, right? Because he is a risen God. He is with us. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to smile. And if you're not smiling, he will give you all the reason to smile. So God bless. Thank you so much for being with me. I love you all. God bless. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a thing.